G'day, g'day. Welcome, folks, to another edition of Not the Wikipedia Weekly. It's the middle of May someday. I forget what day it is, and we're up to episode number 16, I think, over here at Not the Wikipedia Weekly. We've got a few topics to talk about today, and we've got a pretty busy room again. I'm just going to do the vocal introductions first. Alison, we've got user Alison here today.
Hi.
And Anjam79.
Good day.
Yes, good day, and thanks for pointing out that it is May the 16th in Australia, yes. We've got this text chat that goes concurrently to the vocal chat, and if you're listening and would like to come along but not speak, then you're more than welcome to come into the text chat. Also, as well as Anjan, we've got user Awadewit.
Hello.
Can I ask you, does that mean anything? Does Awadewit mean something, or am I being stupid?
No, it does not mean anything.
Oh, phew. Good. Okay. Glad I cleared that up. Alongside our Eric, we have Dan Tobias.
Yeah, hi there.
User Darova.
Hello.
We have Sedan69, who's hello. Busy recording. And we have Steve Crossin. User Steve Crossin.
Hello.
And we've also got user Moulton, who I'm going to ask Phil to re-add because we've had a bit of technical trouble here. User Moulton's very involved in some of the things that we'll be talking about today. But before we get to the band user topics, which is probably going to take up some of our time today, I thought we've got a little splash, a little advert, if you like, for some of the future ideas for where these conversations could go. Steve, you're involved in what's WP Ficked. Could you give us a brief overview of what exactly the discussions at WP Ficked are, and then I'll talk a little bit about how we might have a sort of vocal conversation about them. So, Steve, what is WP Ficked?
Well, WP Ficked is the notability guideline for fictional articles, and it's currently under dispute. It's a proposed policy, but it's gone from an official policy to a disputed policy, and now it's a proposed policy again. And it's pretty much because there's a dispute on what makes something fictional notable, and that's sort of, I'm not sure if Alison can expand on that, but it's pretty much a dispute over what is notable.
Yeah, so it's to do with episodes, articles about episodes of TV shows and maybe characters from TV shows, and all about, you know, where should we be heading. It's kind of like the global issues, isn't it? What should we be doing? The idea of what we could do with this is that, I think, wasn't it, Steve, was it you that suggested we could cover it in a conversation?
No, someone, I saw it on Pity We Can Talk page, and I thought it would be a good idea, but it was someone else who thought of it at first.
Yeah, in fact, I'm remembering now. The idea is, folks, that as well as these general, I guess so far we've been, you know, maybe it's my bias or others' biases coming through here, but we've been talking kind of what you might call wiki political stuff, you know, big issues and the whys and wherefores about all sorts of things that sometimes we haven't focused on the fact that there's people writing articles and that's really what we're here for. Yeah, it was Ned Scott that suggested that we might bring some different sides of the debate about WP Fic together and actually have a talk about it, like an online debate about these concepts. So if you're listening and if you've got any ideas or opinions or strong views, head over to the Not the Wikipedia Weekly talk page, and we're setting that up at the moment. Or contact Ned Scott, who's sort of driving that. But that's one possible use for this sort of forum. And Awadewit, I'll bring you in at this point, because there's another idea, isn't there? You're planning a series of, or either a one-off or a series. Could you just tell us a little bit about what you've got up your sleeve?
Yes, user S. Cartel and I are planning a series of Skype casts dedicated to issues that specifically affect content editors, such as how to improve your writing, how to do research, what's a reliable source? Because, as you pointed out, actually most of not the Wikipedia Weekly and the Wikipedia Weekly itself have been dedicated to larger issues of politics. And I really don't know any of the, don't know anything about that and don't get involved in those things. And I know a whole host of editors who just sort of contribute content. And I thought, well, what can I do to help them, and what can we do to sort of help ourselves and share all of the knowledge that we've gained when we've been writing articles? So S. Cartel and I thought we'd get together and put together a series of articles about how to improve the actual encyclopedia.
Yeah, and presumably they're open, are they? That you'd like people along?
Absolutely, yeah. We've listed topics on the Not the Wikipedia Weekly proposed topics page, which there's obviously a link to on Not the Wikipedia Weekly page, and so you can just sign up, and we will pick a time and make it work.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. And at this point, I've got to also mention that Kim Bruning's initiative at WP:Lectures, which is very related. I think Kim's lectures exist. I haven't actually attended, I'm sad to say, but I think they exist on IRC amongst other forums. But this is obviously complementary. It'll be fantastic to hear content, you know, being developed. I should also say that the kind of mini community stroke cabal that's sprung up around this particular project, the Not the Wikipedia Weekly, has been discussing content outside of the shows. And I know that, in fact, Darova, could you just remind us, but unfortunately, again, I haven't been involved in these specific content things, but I know that others have. What has this particular project achieved so far in terms of content?
I wish that I had known I was about to be called on the carpet about that one. We've had a couple of good articles, a couple of Did You Knows, and we're doing a collaborative featured picture restoration drive, which we're saving the stages of this joint restoration over to Commons, where I'm going to be adapting them to Wikibooks as a tutorial in image restoration.
Well, it's just fantastic. That's all good stuff. It's all supporting the real important stuff. At some point, there's probably a whole topic to be had about, you know, is wiki politics bad for the wiki? Are people that aren't involved in focusing on article creation causing trouble? All of that sort of stuff. But in the meantime, there are these developments occurring. If you're interested in WP Fict and you'd like to come to a debate, head on over to either Ned Scott's page or our talk page. If you're interested in learning about reliable sourcing and researching, or if you have expertise in that area and would like to contribute or could help, then I know that Howard Dewitt and indeed all of us would love to hear from you at the talk page too. So that's a little advert for what we've got coming in the weeks, months ahead, all that stuff. Now to our topics for the day. I'll introduce you a little bit controversial. I hope it's not, because I think it should just be productive, but we've got user Moulton here. I'll just check your microphone's working, actually, Moulton, because you missed the little intro. So good morning.
Well, good evening here.
And for those, Moulton's currently, in fact, we'll kick off by heading over to Alison. Alison, you suggested this as a topic because you've noticed a few things sort of changing at the wiki. And I know I was asking you just before, like, what the difference between banned and blocked is. And I'll just throw to you for the overview, as you see it, of this issue before we get into the meat.
Hi. There's some controversy right now as to what constitutes a ban and what constitutes a block. And when is a community ban enacted? And I think in Moulton's case, that's just come up and it's somewhat contentious. I've noticed lately that a number of both indefinitely blocked and banned editors are returning. Some are reformed and some are not. And it's interesting that like a year or two ago, a ban was the end of the universe, and an indefinite block usually meant an infinite block. But we've had lately one or two editors with quite long block histories actually going through a process like a community arbitration process, as you know, that doesn't involve ArbCom. It's ad hoc, but but it seems to actually be working so far. So we've had like user Vintage Kits, who was indefinitely blocked by myself actually for socking, and he was indefinitely blocked before. And basically, the community came together and arranged probation, and he was ultimately unblocked by a bureaucrat. So that's a very new process, and I just want to put out the whole topic of bans and blocks for discussion, see where we stand today.
Yeah, we might just pan back just a little bit to try and get this in a context. First of all, the indefinite blocks, as you say, have tended to mean infinite, but I suppose in by definition they just mean a block of indeterminate length. One of the key things that's confused me, that perhaps you can help me understand, is what is the difference between a block and a ban?
Right. Well, a block is a technical process that stops an account from being able to edit Wikipedia or an IP address. A ban is, as they say on WPBAN, a ban is more of a social construct. It may actually be a ban, like a very broad, ban of editing anything, or it could simply be a topic ban. So they're very different concepts.
And what you've noticed is that there's a muddy sort of grey undefined area between how people can come back in from the cold, so to speak. There's been this, you mentioned Vintage Kits, and it's been, could you just describe the, like, exactly what the process was to bring him to the state where he or she is now unblocked?
Right. Vintage Kits was indefinitely blocked in last year for making threats against another editor. That eventually went to ArbCom and resulted in the infamous Troubles ArbCom. Vintage Kits was unblocked as a result of ArbCom, and he was put on under strict conditions, and off he went. Unfortunately, then in February, he was caught socking and vote stacking on the Giannos ArbCom bid, and he was indefinitely blocked again.
He made threats, and then he registered lots of different accounts and voted from all those different accounts in basically a deceptive stroke disruptive way, and because of that he was prevented technically from editing Wikipedia, which is known as a block. And that shifted into being, am I right? Could I sum it up? I'll try. I think maybe I'm getting it now, which is that the block is the technical means to stop the editing. That's the block that is issued. And it's issued for a period of time, which can be indefinite, so not defined. Whereas a ban is a formal decision that you're not welcome and you're not to be allowed to edit. Does that sort of sum it up?
Yes, it does. Yes, as I understand it.
And
Bans can take different form. It can be a community ban, or it can be a ban handed down by the arbitration committee. It can be, banning an editor from editing Wikipedia at all, or it can be a topic ban, so that a particular editor may not be allowed edit that topic for X amount of time, possibly indefinitely.
And at this point, I'm already scratching my head and finding it a little bit hard to follow. So let's bring it into the very concrete, because we've got an opportunity to do so here. We've got user Moulton here, who, I think, Moulton, it's actually contentious whether you are banned or not. What's your understanding of your current position with regards to Wikipedia?
Well, I was indefinitely blocked by Killer Chihuahua on September 11th of last year, I said that today, that it was an indefinite block, but some people interpreted it as a community ban, even though it wasn't. People what the ground truth is.
Yeah, we'll get to that's. It's a little bit confusing as to when the community ban exists. And Alison, what you're saying is that you've seen interesting developments, that the community's Do you perceive, I mean, I'm hopeful, and I perceive that the community is taking ownership of these processes in a slightly better way. Is that something that you're thinking? Do you see it as a good thing?
Yes, I do, actually. In the past, something like an indefinite block or a ban was usually game over. And a person was never allowed, you know, a second chance. However, you know, lately that's been changing. And I think in the case of Vintage Kits, the community decided that his indefinite block would end under certain conditions. In the case of Moulton, it is my personal opinion that he was not banned by the community. The difference being that a community ban has a lot more weight and a lot more ain't coming back than an indefinite block. You know, so the contention there is if Moulton was indefinitely blocked, he could easily be unblocked without necessarily deferring to the community in a big way. So that's where the difference is. You know,